watch your shows while they're being Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
6:58 on 960 The Quake, our Quake News Team special on tomorrow's election coming up in just a second. Then, from 7 to 10, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Will Durst and Willie, right now at Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How was your weekend?
Terrible.
And what happened?
Well, it was just one of those things. You will not believe this, but it took me about 10 and a half hours to get back from Vegas.
Hell, you could have driven in 14.
No, walked. It was a horrible trip. U.S. Air had a plane that they took out on the runway after, you know, you go through those horrible lines trying to get it on the plane to begin
Especially on Sunday coming back from Vegas.
Right, and it was about 102 or 3, and they sat out there on the runway for a long time. It was just terrible.
Ugh.
Just terrible. Then they brought us back in, and then they took us all back downstairs, had to go back through security. They stamped an S on everybody's ticket.
I'm so glad you made it in spite of all this.
It was horrible. And believe me, the air conditioning went out in the damn airport.
Oh, man. Yes, that story and many more anecdotes of the Southwest, the West, and maybe we'll hear some horror stories about trying to come in on the Bay Bridge as well.
We'll take care of that part for you, too, guys. All right, that's coming up 7 to 10 this morning. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
There are 8 statewide constitutional officer races that you're going to see on the ballot this June. You'll be asked to vote for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, controller, treasurer, attorney general, insurance commissioner, and don't forget, superintendent of public instruction. Now, in the race for governor, Democrats Phil Angelides and Steve Westley are battling for the right to challenge incumbent Republican governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The fight for the second seat as lieutenant governor, again, has multiple Democrats and one Republican. Democrats Jackie Speier, John Garamendi, and Liz Figueroa are running to face off with the sole Republican, Tom McClintock. Also on the ballot this June, a U.S. Senate seat, although most pundits agree the run is a long shot for the GOP. The race pits incumbent Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein against Republican Dick Mountjoy.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork. But what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, 7:03. We're brought to you this time by the Caltrans Cone Zone. The metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. It's about 30 minutes from maze to metering lights, and then about 30 to 35 minutes across the upper deck into San Francisco. That's just the way it's going to be, and we hope that we're incorrect, but it looks like it's going to be a long, slow crawl the whole morning because of the changes. We can explain it to you simply. If you want to get off on 5th Street, stay in the left lane. If you want to get off on Fremont Street or continue on to 101, stay in the right lane. You'll be all right. Wood debris in the four right lanes, 280 northbound at San Jose after Bird Avenue. 3rd Street at Harrison in San Francisco closed. Caltrans crews back to work. They're doing construction under the Bay Bridge. Most crashes in highway work zones are caused by speeding and inattentive driving. Penny Saver joins Caltrans in the Office of Traffic Safety and reminding you to please slow for the cone zone. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. It's 7:04 on this Monday, June 5th. With Willie Brown and Will Durst, I'm Paul Wells, keeping it real from the corner of Mission Embarcadero. We're back at the Hotel Vitale in the beautiful broadcast lounge we have here. Good morning, Will. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good to see you.
Good morning. And you said there are 5 points, Paul. You want to talk about Bush is doing something with gay marriages on that constitution ban. You want to talk about the whole business of the primaries, right?
Correct.
You want to talk about the Iraqi war and the kneeling and the praying, is that right? What else do you want to talk about, Paul?
The Bay Bridge mess that we can see from here as the traffic slowly moves into the city.
I love him. Don't you love this guy? He's so serious.
You know, I was designated traffic cop. That makes me serious.
Hall monitor. Yeah,
well, if you were, then you should have been on the Bay Bridge because that rerouting of that thing creates kind of an S or a loop, and people are having all kinds of difficulty trying to figure out how to get on that loop. And it's kind of amusing because you watch them, and I did go out and just kind of watch. And believe me, when you get in that one kind of middle lane on the southeast side, you can go back on the bridge without realizing, go back on the freeway without realizing you're going back on the freeway.
Right.
When
there's
you start
three
to go
lanes.
Off at Folsom,
there's three lanes
right.
You go off of Fremont.
No, two
of them go way off, and the
other
third
go
one
back
comes
on.
Back on.
Why?
Who designed this?
That is really the dumbest. I guess that's for those of us who make mistakes.
But if you're smart, you can use that.
It's like a frontage road.
Yeah.
Because you get past all of the backed up traffic going down 101. And what you do is you go in like you go off. You do a fake and you go back on and you go on.
Now, I don't know if it's changed now, but earlier you couldn't make a left onto 3rd Street off of Bryant
because
they're tearing down the old
overpass. Yeah, I went past 3rd Street. And 3rd Street on Bryant is, 3rd Street is where the freeway comes down. They get a big screen up on both sides of the freeway.
They have those jackhammers and they're tearing apart the old ramps.
The screen's coming down from the edges of the freeway, covering the street. And they're jackhammering and they're sandblasting. And so 3rd Street is blocked off.
Well, you know, I would never think to go to 960 The Quake on Keeping It Real with Willie and get the traffic report.
It's eyewitness traffic.
You guys are good. This radio provides you with the direct news, with the most accurate account, and with the most up-to-date. It really is real. You go to television, and they try to show you. By the time they do that, it's all over.
It's different by the time you get out there.
And they tell me on the Bay Bridge, don't learn anything about the current route because it won't be there tomorrow. They change. Well, they tell me that they're going to continuously change. They also said
they're not going to be finished.
Well, they don't know for sure, but they aren't going to shut it down again till October. They shut it down, you know, a little bit over the weekend.
Saturday night.
But they move so quickly and so efficiently that they don't need to shut it down again until October.
Oh, that's
they don't need to do it until October. What they, the groundwork they did, they laid it in such a way that they don't have to come back to shut it down in October. And I would guess that if they have that kind of projection, they may have already eliminated the need to do it by October.
Debbie got coaching yesterday. She got coaching to come in off the Bay Bridge because we both came back from LAX. I came in on United to SFO. She came in on Southwest to Oakland.
You so sent your wife on the low budget, low
cost. Well, she just decided that she was going to join me at the last minute. United was $717 round trip. Okay, Southwest was $220.
Okay,
that's
how much,
all I'm saying.
Okay, how much was Greyhound?
No,
Debbie's got a lot of time.
You think I'm putting her on gray? So she parked out at Oakland, and she got coaching. Judy Nihay, her little buddy, called up and told her, when you're coming in from Oakland off the Bay Bridge, she got coaching on how to get past that thing, because Judy obviously had done it, so she talked Debbie through it. And now don't go to the right. Okay, that's
it. Where are you at the moment? What's that?
Coach.
What's the signpost? That's the way GPS should work. I love when GPS says, you have gone past your turnoff.
Yes.
Reverse immediately and go back. I hope she didn't do it.
You have arrived at your destination. Your destination is on the left.
Well, the weekend was interesting. All of a sudden, the Giants, speaking of Debbie, the Giants found a closer. They found some kid who's moved up from Fresno.
And he's, Jonathan Sanchez?
Yes. Wow. He's better than the guy we currently have.
Well, Fat Maureen or Armando Benitez gave up two solo homers yesterday. And this is the Mets because they hate him in New York because he sucked. Didn't he lose the series to the Yankees? Wasn't he responsible? Tony's not listening. But I think he was responsible for losing. Remember there was that Subway series?
Yes. Why is it that we paid him so much money to come out here?
Because he went back to Florida, and he's great in Florida. There's a lot of these Caribbean players. I'm not saying they're brain dead anywhere outside. I'm not saying that. But a lot of them do great.
In Florida,
because they got their culture around them.
Maybe it's what they eat.
It might be what they eat. It might be speaking the language. I don't know what. Maybe it's the humidity. Maybe it's the climate. Yeah. It could be that. But they do great there. I mean, look at LeVon Hernandez. Remember, we got LeVon from Florida. Anyhow, but I'm not a big fan of Armando. Although he did look okay the other night.
Oh, but I'm telling you, yesterday when he gave up those two solo home runs and forced it into the beyond the extra innings, and this kid came in and put him 1-2-3. And that's the second day that he has done something similar to that. And so we suddenly may have a Joe Montana versus Speed.
No.
Problem.
They won't do that. They paid $15 million a year for Benitez. Fat Marine's going to be our closer as long. But the exciting thing is, Moises Alou comes back this week.
Yes, and let's hope he can start hitting again. Because if he does, Barry is now hitting for average, not home run.
Yes.
Barry is up to 254, 260 or something, which is, you know, high watermark for him this
year. What we need, yeah. Well, you know, he's so close to 300 for lifetime.
Yes.
If he gets over, you know, he hits like 320 this year, that'll put him over 300 lifetime, which I think is important.
For him.
Yeah, legacy-wise.
Oh, yes. Well, it was a good weekend, though. So
how about
the A's did all right over the weekend?
The A's came back, yes. Their pitching looks good.
Yeah. Guy came off the DL.
And Santana on Friday night. That was
great. But that guy's unbelievable.
I know.
He's inhumane.
And then,
of course, the World Cup starts.
Friday.
Oh, yeah. You think
Friday.
This was
and we're going to cover it here on 960 The Quake.
You think this was a sports program with how focused we are. And Venus is the only American left in the French Open.
She's saving the Americans' butt.
Yeah, she's got to win it. All of a sudden, she looks like no longer the anti-hero.
And she lost the first game, too.
Yeah, but she came back.
Yeah.
Beat that girl. The next woman she's got to go against, though, knocked out number one.
Who was number one?
Number one was that Russian woman.
Okay. Hanna.
And she, this 17-year-old girl knocked her out, Czech, from the Czech Republic. knocked her out.
Czechs were the first people that the U.S. World Cup team plays,
yes.
Soccer team plays.
Well, let's hope there's a miracle. And then, of course, I know there is no interest in golf whatsoever, but what is absolutely mind-boggling is that all of the women's golf tournaments are being won by Korean women, and a different one each time. They are really just blitzing the women's world of golf. And there seems to be six or seven of them, new ones every year.
What happened to Annika Sorenstam?
She's having a very bad year.
Oh, really?
I mean, a very, very bad year.
You're right. I haven't been following golf.
She finished second again yesterday.
Although Matt Kenseth won the Dover race for NASCAR yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And, you know, I'm a big NASCAR guy, too.
Yeah, I believe that. Are you going to... when is Laguna Seca? Infineon?
You mean up the way? Infineon. I like that.
I want to take Debbie to that. I want to sneak her into that.
I think it's, August or something?
Is it?
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Because she's a big fan, so I'll take her.
Yeah, the Indy 500 was just over 3 or 4 days ago, which was not a bad Sam Hornish Jr., the closest win ever for anybody.
That was very exciting.
And it was like two generations of old car racing families.
Oh, yeah.
The Andretti's.
Marco, the 19-year-old kid,
yeah.
The son of Michael, who is the son of Mario.
Yeah. A rookie.
Yeah.
I did a thing with Mario once here in the city. Mario Andretti came here pushing some products, and we had a race down one of the hills in these go-karts.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. When I was serving this mayor, you got all kinds
cool.
Of, wasn't it cool? You got all kinds of deals. Go-kart, you come down the hill, you come right into Union Square. It was really cool.
Block off a couple of streets?
That's right. He couldn't go any faster than I could go in those go-karts, because go-karts is just a matter of, you know...
gravity.
That's right. And he was a little heavier. It's like a jockey. He was a little heavier than I am. And Paul has raised his finger. That means he thinks that Barbaro should be allowed to continue to live, even though that leg is kind of dangling, right? That's the Kentucky Derby winner.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's not a musician.
I know.
It's a Kentucky Derby winner who did very well, was going to win the Preakness, and he broke his back ankle, shattered his ankle in several places with a misstep. Those horses are so delicate. And then lost in the fog, you know, the San Francisco Bay's horse. Won yesterday, or 2 days ago. Won in Kentucky at Churchill Downs at one of the sub-breeder deals. And it's the first, he won his first 10 races in a row. And then, of course, he lost the next two. And everybody said he was like consigned to the scrap heap, kind of like us. And then suddenly, we emerged. The best talk show going. He emerged as the best horse going. So things are moving.
Oh, you're going to go to that dinner on Thursday, or that luncheon on Thursday? Are we getting some award?
Yes, I am. We're getting an award from American
Women in Radio and Television Golden Gate chapter.
That's right.
Giving us the
and you're out of town, right?
No, I'll be there for the lunch. Then I'm going out of town, going to New York after.
So we don't have you next Friday?
This Friday.
I mean, this
or
Friday?
Monday. This Friday.
Well,
Monday.
It is the next Friday.
What are we going to do?
It's the very next Friday.
Huh. Well,
I guess you'll spend all 3 hours talking about sports.
But we still got...
Listen, are you going to be sworn in?
The other points briefly, and then
are you
going to
be sworn in
sports.
As a citizen? Is that where you're going to do? We have an undocumented radio talk.
It's a total birthright.
Mm-hmm. You always claim that you were born in New York and all that kind of stuff.
Born in New York City.
Yeah, we did some opposition research.
Born and raised.
We found out you're actually that's right. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, apparently.
You were born as a Pauline rather than Paul.
So let's talk about the ban on gay marriage then, if I am Pauline.
I thought you'd want to get to it.
All right.
But it's amazing how the Senate is debating that issue, and today and for the remainder of the week, they have no possibility of passing it. I mean, none. But it's typical of politicians, and I used to do this myself. You need to get people on record for certain reasons, and this is one way to get some people on record if there is, in fact, a vote. And they're hoping that this somehow energizes the anti-same-sex marriage people, so that when the Senate contest comes down for people like Rick Santorum and others, they'll have something to say about what they stand for versus their opponent. But in this case, Bob Casey is not in the U.S. Senate.
No, so he doesn't have to vote.
No, he does not have to cast a vote.
He can equivocate as much as he wants.
And I would guess that there aren't too many Democratic senators seeking re-election who are at risk that will be, cast in a vote. That's right. So it appears as if it's strictly a way for the Republicans to keep saying that they're doing something. And then Rumsfeld is down in South America. He's down there with the whole team of defense people moving among the country. And what happens on the first day he gets there? Albert Garcia, a cat who was run out of office in Peru back in 85 to 90, won. And he won over the... This is amazing. What's his name? Hugo Chavez.
Venezuela.
Yeah. He goes in and endorses for candidate in another country. And he loses.
Yeah.
He loses.
There's a big backlash against Hugo these days.
Yeah. Garcia won. And all of a sudden, and then, of course, I love, however, what occurred in one of the other countries. And I think it's Bolivia. The person headed in that country gave like 9,000 acres of land to poor people. There was a debate with the farmers about the farming of the land, and you couldn't solve the debate with the farmers. Turned and gave the land to the poorest of all the poor, and that's the Indians in that nation. So all of a sudden, it's like the Oklahoma land rush. You've got people who've never had anything now owning land, and land that can be farmed.
Handing over 9,600 square miles of state land to poor Indians.
So you pulled
Evo
it up
Morales.
Already. Yeah.
Evo isn't Morales.
Isn't that incredible? That's unprecedented. And that may start a trend. That's why 40 acres and a mule, I'm going to reassert my right. I will select
right,
my 40
acres. Any listeners have a mule, bring it by.
Okay,
the hotel
but you know where my 40 acres are?
Where?
San Francisco. San Francisco.
We'll take it. We have a movie debuting tonight, a premiere at the Roxy Cinema, and it's Tom DeLay's retirement party as well. The Big Buy, Tom DeLay's Stolen Congress. We'll have the co-director, co-producer of that movie, Jim Schermbeck, joining us in the next segment, 720, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California
on board a luxury houseboat.
This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to WorkingAssets.com/Quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
David Hasselhoff's birthday?
I did not know that.
I'm guessing because of the Knight Rider music.
I was curious myself.
You remember that car that he had?
Oh, Kit, of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. What was it? It was a Pontiac Firebird.
Yes.
With all those talking
gadgets. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. William Daniels, was that it?
I don't remember.
Was the voice of it?
I don't remember, but it was good. It was good. And every time I go into a Pontiac store, I ask...
My mom had a Pontiac Grand Prix with the eagle on the front. My mom had a big giant eagle painted on the hood of her Grand Prix.
You know how powerful that car was?
Oh, yeah.
That was an incredibly powerful car. It, as a matter of fact, it was used in NASCAR races. It was so powerful.
Stock car.
Yeah. And then, of course, when Oprah was giving away those Pontiacs.
The GSXs?
Yeah. I called her up and said, if you give away a Firebird.
Hey, I got that Firebird. It's in Arkansas. My mom died in 2000.
You still have it?
The car is still there. My stepfather's offered it to me.
What
am I going to do with a third car? I got a Honda product. Debbie's got a Toyota product. Now I'm going to be.
Everybody has at least one muscle car in their family.
Well, we have.
You have to have one muscle car in your family.
She used to drive a Datsun 280Z 2 plus 2.
You always had to do with the car.
We called it a paperweight because it would stay in the garage all the time.
All right. What you should do with this car is you should spend a considerable amount of time in the rest of your life restoring it. That's you knew where I was going.
Yeah, the rest of your life. Yeah, that's right. Have you ever seen these? I've spent 14 years
doing the right front fender. Only.
No. I'm too old for that.
Well, you know, I was in Vegas over the weekend.
Did you play on the tables?
Yes, I did.
How'd you do?
I got wiped out.
Oh, what you play? Where were you?
I started with blackjack, and I ended up with 25 cents poker. I got reduced.
Poker video machines?
Yeah, and you know, when you finally get to the airport and you stay at the airport that long, the airport, somebody should have an investigation in that.
Those machines don't pay off.
They don't pay off at all. I'm sure glad you said that. I really think that they're rigged not to pay off. Because they know that you're a temp.
What are you going
to
do? Yeah.
That's right. And you're only going to be here for a few minutes. They don't even offer you any free drinks when you're playing with those machines.
No.
They don't even want to give you change, you know, for a $5 bill. That's because of it. By then, that's all I had left.
Yeah, they want you to put your 20s in. That's
and I go to this one place, this one little bar area, and it's clearly low down. I mean, it is really a dive.
Did they have the video machines in
the pub? I go in there and then the guy, you're Willie Brown. Old bartender, yeah. So I looked at his little menu and I said, hey, oh man, I'm hungry. How about this Polish dog? He looked at it and he says, is that still on the menu?
Not a good sign.
We couldn't eat anything if we wanted to. I could even sell you a cup of coffee. We don't have any heat equipment in this place at all. So I said, well, what do I do? He says, how about a beer? It's funny as all hell. And then some other guy buys the beer. You know, I mean, what a tough time. But I got to tell you, being at the U.S. Conference of Mayors with all those mayors, the dinner that I hosted on Friday night, I had Mayor Gavin Newsom, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, Mayor Shirley Franklin of Atlanta, Georgia, and Mayor Michael Coleman of Columbus, Ohio, and former Mayor Ron Kirk of Dallas. It was an impressive group of us. It started out as going to be six of us, and I finally told the guy at Picasso's at 8:30, listen, I got a little bit of a problem. I know I told you an hour and a half ago it was going to be 10. I know I told you it was going to be 12. It's now 18. We had 18
people. No kidding.
Yeah. And we had a ball. We had
at
a ball.
At Picasso's?
At Picasso's.
Oh, my God. What was the bill?
How would I know about the bill?
Who paid the bill?
I went to the bathroom. I don't know who paid for the bill.
That's what I always go for a cigarette. Yeah, I know that one.
Who picked up the bill?
And I kept on going. I couldn't find
got
the right
important
spot.
Phone call.
I couldn't find the right spot.
He doesn't know who picked up the tab, it's not his problem.
Oh, yeah, I know. I made sure. You know, when I have these politicians, knowing that, in fact, we're in a situation where I don't want to end up having these guys report anything, so I did it like I've always done it. I just do it out of Willie Brown and the relationship with my institute. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to report.
So the foundation
anything.
Picked it up?
Yeah. So you don't have to report. You don't have to report anything. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And Julio was incredible. I mean, he put us in the middle of the restaurant. He really displayed us. Didn't mind at all. He said, keep at him. I hope you'll take over my whole restaurant.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And then the next night, we had dinner at a place called Mix. John Coonan, who
M-I-X,
used to,
right?
M-I-X. John Coonan, who used to run the place over here called, what was the name of that place? Cypress Club. You remember when that was the Cypress Club
right
over there?
North Beach.
He is now. It's Scott Howard.
Scott Howard. Right. George Mikulski's playing there again.
Oh, that's right.
He's back there again.
Yeah,
John Coonan runs this restaurant. And he was incredibly wonderful to us because we'd say 8 o'clock and we never get there before 9:30. You know, you can't do anything. Then we went to a joint called Dre's. And Dre's doesn't start till 2 in the morning. And at 6, you go home.
What hotel is it in?
It's in the Barbary Coast, another low-budget hotel.
It's in the Barbary Coast?
It's in the Barbary Coast, and they play nothing but 50s and 60s music.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Is that the upstairs one where you go in that little elevator?
Yes. How'd you know about that?
I'm not as dumb as I look.
Why? That's just nothing dumb. You just have to be kind of underworldish. That's a difference, Will.
There are differences
to the underworld.
We're going to see if we can get Jim Schermbeck on later, by the way, about the movie premiere tonight, The Big Buy, Tom DeLay's Stolen Congress. We were given the wrong phone number for him.
Oh, well, that's no good.
Yeah, and we're trying to reschedule for a little bit later in the show.
Speaking
like
of movies.
But we do have Congressman Pete Stark coming up in the next segment.
Oh, did you see where Al Gore's movie broke into the top 10?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't see
An Inconvenient
that.
Truth is now is number 10 in the top 10.
And it's
X-Men
not
dropped
screens.
A second.
Yeah.
X-Men dropped a second.
Yeah.
And the
Jennifer Aston, Aniston, and
went
Vince
first.
Vaughn.
But can you believe that they're looking at the Da Vinci Code at going to $750 million globally? $750. And the Da Vinci Code is not the best book that Dan Brown did.
Angels and Demons.
Yeah, the
first one featured.
And it would
that
be
character.
A much better movie book. Angels and Demons would be a better movie book because of the nature of the subject matter.
Congressman from the 13th District, Pete Stark, joins us in the next segment. Of course, that's Fremont and parts of San Jose.
Let's ask him about X-Men, the last thing.
We might ask him about a number of things, Mr. Mayor. And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. And here's John Scott with news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, guys, thanks. 731 traffic brought to us by Office Depot. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Large, big plastic container, westbound, 4 before Willow Pass Road, at least in one of the lanes we hear. Crash in Menlo Park just got scooted over to the shoulder, 101 southbound at Willow Road. 3rd Street at Harrison in San Francisco closed until 10 o'clock. Caltrans crew is doing some work under the Bay Bridge and that Bay Bridge this morning. Metering lights on, 30 minutes from the maze to metering lights, 30 to 40 minutes across the upper deck into San Francisco. Just saw a camera picture. It's moving, no accidents to report, but a lot of confusion there. Office Depot has a broad assortment of the latest in digital cameras. And this week, get a gift card of up to $50 with the purchase of select digital cameras. Office Depot, taking care of business. Gift card amount based on 10% of camera price, $50 maximum. You can check real-time, 24/7 traffic information at our website, quakeradio.com. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake at 732. take a deep breath and relax. Take some kindness with you across the upper deck this morning. The reconfiguration that Caltrans crews did over the weekend, as we mentioned, the traffic causing some whopper delays today. It will get better. It'll just take a little while for everyone to get used to it. Today is an unhappy anniversary, 25 years ago today, that the first case of AIDS was reported. The battle continues. If you want to know more about the battle that affects people in all walks of life, check out the series running this week in The Chronicle. There was a march on Saturday. Folks spent the afternoon walking across the Golden Gate Bridge to support gay marriage and equality for same-sex couples. As that was happening, President Bush was using a Saturday radio address to tell the country he's against gays and lesbians getting married. The president threw his support behind a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Republican Senator and Senate Majority Leader Dr. Bill Frist had already told us that the ban would be one of the top priorities for the GOP in the upcoming elections. The Senate today begins debate on a constitutional amendment that would bar same-sex marriage. Absolutely no one believes it will pass. Governor Schwarzenegger's approval rating among Californians is inching higher, but a new poll continues to show a greater percentage disapprove with his job performance. The Field poll released this morning shows 41% of voters approve of Schwarzenegger's job performance, slightly better than earlier, but 46% of voters are not happy with the job he's doing. And another Field poll shows that President Bush's approval ratings in the state is the lowest for any president in 30 years. Quake weather. Fog on the coast today. Warm inland, but not miserable. Highs from the upper 50s to the mid-80s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960. The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Made you feel as if you were standing in the lobby of your local police station.
Thug shoots thug.
Robberies, carjackings. Want something else from your news? How about stories that matter to you?
How about news that affects how you live from day to day?
We know where to find it. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake.
This is Will Durst.
And this is Willie Brown. Will, did you know that you can get the same high-quality coverage on your telephone system with Working Assets Wireless as you do with the big carriers?
I didn't know that. But I did know that with Working Assets, they give 1% of their customers' charges to progressive groups working for a better world at no extra charge to you.
And in 20 years, that's totaled up to $50
million.
Planned Parenthood.
Sierra Club.
Oh, and ACLU.
That's right. Join Working Assets, the progressive choice for wireless phone service. Go to workingassets.com/quake.
And it's 7:38. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells. We have on the phone right now Congressman from the 13th District in the South Bay and East Bay up to Fremont, Congressman Pete Stark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Stark.
Good morning, Will and Willie.
Hello, Pete. You know, I was trying to find the building. The peace sign isn't there anymore. Where is it?
They took it down, the bums.
Oh, my. In your exit clause, you didn't have one of those provisions that allow you to control it after you left?
I should have, shouldn't I?
You should have. I should have negotiated for you, Pete.
Come on, you guys. Tell everybody what you're talking about.
Pete, you tell them.
I sold that to the Saudis. Did you know that?
You did what?
I sold the bank to the Saudis, and this guy, Adnan Khashoggi, used a bribe he got from Lockheed to buy the bank.
Khashoggi.
Why do you think I've always had a spot in my heart? For Lockheed. It's the only defense contractor I've ever voted for.
Well, we'll ask if we tell the story, and that is that in the early years when it was Pete Stark was frankly the corporate symbol for America on the progressive side, he had two friends, one named John Burton and one named Willie Brown, and this is back in the 60s, and we were identified kind of as peace nuts because we opposed the war in Vietnam before anybody else did.
And you know how I got to know you clowns?
How?
I identified you as the Burton machine when you were helping young George Miller when I was running for a state Senate seat when George's dad died.
That's right.
You mean they've been talking about the Burton machine for 40
there were
years?
Of us in that runoff, and I was the only Democrat who came back after the runoff to help George. And I met you two guys who were helping George and raised money for George and became a stand-up fundraiser.
I want you to know that Pete, he was our only fundraiser. You're talking about a chicken and eggs operation. We had a chicken and eggs operation, but we had one guy over there, and Phil Burton had no idea who he was. We kept telling him about this guy, Pete Stark. You know, who in the hell is Pete Stark? But we had a guy, and Pete went on. As president of the bank, put a peace symbol over there in the East Bay, you know, where it was dangerous to even be a Democrat.
Yeah. Much less a peacenik Democrat.
Pete became the toast of the land. I mean, it was
a lot of fun in those days.
Oh, yeah. And that big peace sign was lighted at night. It was in the tall building. It was really very impressive.
Oh, we heard about it in Wisconsin. It was a cause celeb in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, Will.
West side of Milwaukee.
Keep going.
New Berlin, Muskego, West Dallas, Waukesha.
I grew up in Wauwatosa.
Oh, you grew up in Tulsa?
Yeah.
Oh, I went to UWM for 7 years.
All right.
Almost graduated.
Pete, what's going on in Washington other than debate on same-sex marriage?
Well, we got debate on this, on same-sex marriage, and then we've got this guy Sensenbrenner, who was also from the west side of Milwaukee.
James F. Sensenbrenner Jr.
His dad was a nice Irishman. I don't know where this guy went wrong, but he's going to make it a death penalty for anybody to help any illegal immigrant.
That's right. And, shot in sight.
We've got that one coming up in the Senate this week, and so we're going to bash immigrants and gays
and flag burners,
and poor people,
and flag burners coming up.
Yeah, well, the flag burning, I think, is going to pale. They've got two. They're not going to have room to, you know, to publish all this in the Constitution if they get all their amendments through. But they're going crazy to pander to what they've got, whatever support the president has left.
In California, it's not much. We noticed, and you probably did over the weekend, that his numbers have dipped to where they're almost touching Richard Nixon's.
Yeah.
And the story is that any time a president drops that low, he either gets bumped out of office, or he gets recalled, or he gets impeached or something.
Are you guys making predictions for tomorrow?
I am, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
How? What are you predicting on the Duke Cunningham thing?
Well, the Duke Cunningham thing, Busby's she's even.
Francine.
And she spent $2 million, and they spent $5 million. And that's a district that's 20%, got a 20% Republican lead.
Yeah.
And if she can pull even at this stage after they spent $5 million, Bill Bray may be toast, or it's going to be so close. My prediction is if Pete McCloskey and Busby win tomorrow, we take back the House.
I don't know about Pete.
They had a good profile on Pete in the Chronicle.
Yes,
we did. They
had a good article in the Washington Post, he's great. I missed debating him. You know, Pombo wouldn't debate him, and I offered to debate him, and then we got stuck on votes back here. But God bless him. You know, I've always said if God had to make Republicans, they should all be like Pete.
But this race down to replace Duke Cunningham, that could be a bellwether for Republicans. I think this guy, the lobbyist that they have running, ex-Congressman.
A lobbyist.
Bill Bray, yeah.
Isn't that incredible that the Republicans would pick a lobbyist to fill Duke Cunningham's seat?
Well, it's pretty hard to find an ex-Republican politician that isn't a lobbyist. So I don't know if they had much choice.
They were a lobbyist when they were congressmen.
Yep.
According to the rest of
it. So it's all about get out the vote. We're speaking with a Democratic congressman, Pete Stark, here on 960 The Quake.
A man who has made a career of being a congressperson in the world of health. Probably like no other in the history of the Congress.
Aren't you kind of, we've spent so long since they've let us participate, Willie, that I've almost forgot that. But it is one of the major issues that's right below the war and some of these others. People are worried to death about how they're going to pay for their medical care. And even the hospitals and doctors are worried about who's going to pay them.
I ran into Jack Kemp over the weekend. I moderated a panel in Vegas at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He sounds more like a flaming left-wing San Francisco Democrat. He talked about how his party has missed the boat on understanding the redefinition that should be required for poverty. He says it has to include a measurement of health care coverage. Says you are poverty-stricken even if you are a wage earner if you have no health care coverage.
And you've got to be living in fear every day. You know, you can say, boy, I'm young and healthy. You and I can't say that much anymore, Willie. But,
well, I lie a lot, Pete. So I lie a lot, so I do say that. I'm young and healthy, and don't you tell anybody any differently. But go ahead on a serious note. But
for the guys in their 40s who are still working their butts off, they got to worry that it's going to hit them. And a lot of this stuff is very random, and, boy, it can be expensive.
I'm looking forward, frankly, to Democrats winning the House back because coupled with that clearly will be an effort to do something about universal health care in some fashion, I assume.
I'm counting on you guys in California and some of the people in New York. We're going to do it state at a time to begin with. As I've often said, what we do in California won't work in, say, North Dakota. North Dakota doesn't have any HMOs, for instance. They think it's a sexually transmitted disease. They don't have. So each state is going to start, and we get a few big states with a universal health plan, and then the federal government will have to bring it together so that companies can move from state to state.
What's your view on Mitch Romney's universal plan that is being touted as a universal plan in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Well, the devil's in the details. They only have about 600,000 people to cover in Massachusetts, and it's a mandatory, and there's tax on the employers. The U.S. Chamber is going to fight it, but it could work. Now, the regulations come out. We had a good plan in Hawaii, but then they said that you have to have 20 hours of work, and every company in Hawaii learned how to staff their business with people who only work 20 hours. So as people learn to game the system, I think will be the real test, but I hope it works. They've got a plan in Maine that I'm not too sure will work as well as we hope, but if we get a few states who start to do it, we came close, as you know, with Johnny's plan. What was that, SB2?
Yes.
And then you've got this senator from Southern California who's got a great plan, and if we can get past the California Chamber of Commerce and get that in, it would be a great stride for California.
Over the weekend, I also ran into the governor of Illinois, a former colleague of yours,
right,
from Congress.
Right.
Yes. And he tells me that he has managed to put together a program where now every kid in the state of Illinois, every kid under the age, I think, of 10,
right,
now has health care coverage, almost similar to what one would get for public school attendance.
We have to have that, and it's cheap. A kid, it costs maybe $500 a year to insure. And I have a plan that I wrote with the Academy of Pediatricians. Unless we take the house back, we're not going to hear about it. But basically it says when a kid's born, they're in the plan.
That's essentially the concept that he has, and his
right.
theory is that within a generation you would have universal health care because you would simply need to continue the coverage
right.
of this newborn, you know, until the kid...
And the state pays for it unless somebody takes them as a tax deduction, or you take the kid as a tax deduction, you pay the $500 or cover them under your own plan.
Correct.
So we kids are in by default, and that's where we have to start.
Well, I hope we can do this with your plan. I hope that the minute November comes, we can start on this station really touting your plan and maybe hook it up nationwide.
8th. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I think we could do it in California, guys. I mean, I look at all this stuff that when Willie was lazy as a legislator, and then they took the legislature to the streets by these referendums. Let's let Willie. I'm willing to contribute. Let's start our own petition and referendum and get it through that way. And that's the way to move it in California.
Thanks for joining us today.
Did you hear what he said? We ought to do it with an initiative, and I think we ought to explore that. Seriously, Pete.
Oh, I think we could do it.
Absolutely. Okay. I think people would vote for universal health care for children in the state of California. Out there, the initiative process will work.
You better believe it.
We'll see how they vote tomorrow. We'll see how they vote.
Safeway.
All right.
Thank you, Congressman Pete Stark of the 13th District here in the Bay Area, for joining us again. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, we'll have Mike Strimling, who is a progressive Democrat for governor. Under the undecided category, might pick up a few votes. There are a lot of voters there. And the Burst of Durst is in our next segment at 7:50. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our conference. compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:54, Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. Well, it's prom season, and Senator Dr. Indian Chief Bill Frist is inviting only the Republican class, which means all correct-thinking, God-fearing, narrow-minded Americans get to come to this little dance of bigotry this week. I think they're calling it the Gay Bash. We Bay Areans might think of it as the White and Right Ball. Frist is about to hold 3 days of hearings on adding a Protection of Marriage Amendment to the Constitution. Why? Because, as the president said in the Saturday radio address, activist judges keep making judicial judgments. That's why. This politics of division may have worked in 2000 and 2004, but I think this time the GOP is going to slip on the dance floor with their stupid archaic partisan slide step. It's way too high up on the, oh, for crumb's sake, not that song again meter. A classic example of going to the well one too many times. The rope is frayed, the bucket is leaking, and the water is poison. We're in the middle of a war nobody wants. Congress is reeling from scandal fatigue, and the only thing these liquid squeeze bags want to parade around in is their ancient moth-eaten paisley tuxedos with punch stains on their ruffled shirts. It's disgusting. And I hope the post-prom party is private and held in hell. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
All right.
All right. Oh,
I can't believe they're going to do this again. It's so transparent.
I got the visual. Punch stain, ruffled shirts.
Why, thank you, sir. Thank
you. You know, being as trashy as I am, I would go straight to the clothes.
Paisley tuxedos, do you remember those?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I saw them in Vegas over the weekend. They were being worn by mayors.
No.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? There were a number of guys there with those with stuff in their tuxedo jackets, and I don't think it was put there by the designer. I think these were add-ons. Seriously. And I love the guy who thinks he's in black tie with his bow tie is polka dot.
I hope you guys are this on your G for tomorrow night when we're on the air. Yes, on your game, you know.
On our G.
You're rolling.
Paul,
you know?
You're so hip. I've never heard that before.
8 to 10 tomorrow night.
What are we doing?
Election coverage here on The Quake and with Armstrong and Getty from KNEW and KSTE
but
in
not
Sacramento.
Here.
We're going to be in Sacramento right. doing that. And that'll be live election coverage from 8 to 10 on
and they're going to be television
Tuesday
cameras?
Night. Don't think so at this point. But I do know this.
I thought they were going to be. I thought we were, you know, quarter casting or something.
We've gone to a trimal cast again.
Yeah.
We also have...
I wanted to know what the wardrobe was going to be.
Yeah, Noah tells me. I was going to dress up.
Thank you.
I was going to wear my Paisley tuxedo.
And I was going to wear my polka dot tie.
You can wear that on Wednesday morning when we are broadcasting from the state capitol.
From the Willie
Brown conference room.
No. That conference room will not tolerate any rebellion. You must show up there in uniform.
Oh, you got to wear a suit?
Uniform.
Yes, sir.
Whatever your uniform is.
Yes, sir. Wear the suit.
Whatever your uniform is.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I wore jeans the whole time I was in Vegas.
My
I wore blue
butt,
jeans.
My big furry white butt, you wore jeans.
I wore, but you cannot believe that I had on jeans in Las Vegas.
In Vegas?
I had on tennis shoes.
Oh,
in Las, no kidding.
Any
I
photos?
Had on tennis shoes.
Is there photographic evidence?
Oh, yes.
Our
I'll bring some
final,
in to show you.
Candidate.
I'm telling you, I was so cool. I got thrown out of Palm Cafe. I mean,
our final candidate who's going to get some airtime here on The Quake is a progressive Democrat running for governor, whose name you probably don't even know yet. Mike Strimling is joining us in the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Gunmen posing as police commandos have kidnapped about 50 people from their Baghdad offices at a transportation company. Authorities say the gunmen were driving vehicles with police markings, but were not police. Correspondent John Vaughs reports it's not clear that this was a sectarian incident.
This could be some kind of kidnapping for financial reasons. Obviously, this would be a wealthy family. It's the largest company when it comes to transportation in Iraq. So many of the kidnappings that we've seen over the last 3 years have not been politically motivated, but they've been for financial gain carried out by criminal gangs.
What is not clear is why legitimate Iraqi police did not notice the hour-long kidnapping on a busy Baghdad street. Forensics teams say they've found two mass graves in Iraq, apparent victims of Saddam Hussein's suppression of a 1991 uprising. Hussein and seven co-defendants currently are on trial for 148 deaths in a 1982 crackdown. The U.S. Supreme Court is setting the stage for a landmark affirmative action case. Correspondent Bill Mears tells us it agreed this morning to decide how public schools can use race in making school assignments.
The justices this fall will hear two separate appeals from Kentucky and Washington State. A ruling could help clarify when and to what lengths states and local officials can go to promote diversity in K-12 education.
This would be the first Supreme Court ruling on diversity plans. President Bush today renews his call for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. The Senate's planning to debate the issue with a vote on it, expected this week. Our senior political analyst Bill Schneider says Americans are split on this one.
Every time the issue has been on state ballots, I think it's been on 11 state ballots, it's passed rather easily, 60-70%. But when it comes to a constitutional amendment, Americans aren't sure.
The Institute for Supply Management says growth in the non-manufacturing segment of the economy slowed a bit in May, but its index of business activity was still about in line with what was expected. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Qu-
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818. Or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. 522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. This report brought to us by Office Depot. Very slow on the Bay Bridge this morning. 30 minutes from maze to metering lights, another half hour over the upper deck. Slow on all the approaches, too. There's no problems, no accidents, but everyone is adjusting to the new lane changes this morning. If you want to get off on 5th Street, stay to the left. If you want to get off the Fremont off-ramp or continue on to 101, stay to the right. You'll be fine. Two overturned cars blocking the left lane, 680 northbound at Sunol Boulevard. Emergency crews rolling. Construction underneath the Bay Bridge has 3rd Street at Harrison. That whole intersection is going to be shut down until 10 a.m. Just moved a crash to the east parking lot right before the toll plaza at San Mateo Bridge. Two cars involved. And some building materials fell off a truck onto the lanes 101 northbound before Whipple. Office Depot has a broad assortment of the latest in digital cameras. And this week, get a gift card of up to $50 with the purchase of select digital cameras. Office Depot, taking care of business. Real-time traffic information 24/7 on our website, quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Another hour coming up now. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, we're at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can come by and join our studio audience. You can get on the internet, on the wireless here, have a cup of coffee, and enjoy seeing Will and Willie do their thing. And Mike Strimling is joining us right now. He's a candidate for governor, and until you called to book on the show, Mike, I hadn't heard your name. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. I have my statement in the ballot pamphlet that everybody should have gotten in their homes, and Democrats or anybody this time around was allowed to put a statement in the ballot pamphlet, and I get a lot of emails that people agree with what I said. So I'm hoping that a few of them are going to show up tomorrow and vote for me.
Michael, you refer to yourself as from the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. What do you mean by that?
Well, in my ballot statement, for instance, I start off that I think that this election and every election should be about the war and about the wiretapping that's going on. I take a position against the war, that we should bring the California National Guard home, against the wiretapping, that we should actually prosecute in California under our California criminal laws for wiretapping without a warrant. As you know, I guess, Willie, there's laws against that in California.
There are laws against it in California, but if you follow closely what the government is attempting to do and has successfully done, and that is assert the national security defense. They say that state secret is probably the best way to define it. We can't defend the allegation of inappropriate conduct on wiretapping because to do so would reveal state secrets. Right. And the courts have so opined that it's okay. You know, the German guy that was grabbed and held for a few months. The same goes for a guy up in upstate New York who's held and spirited off to Syria. And every time the government has imposed state secret defense.
Right, and I think it's a tragedy that that's happening. But what these cases are being prosecuted by the ACLU. Why doesn't the state come in? Why don't we convene a grand jury here in San Francisco? Call in AT&T, call in Verizon, find out what information they're giving to the government, and if they are restrained from testifying, why doesn't the state of California sue in federal court to say that this is going on without a warrant?
And you would, as one of the tenets of your platform for governor, is to lobby the attorney general, who is the lawyer for the state of California, to do that, or do you intend to retain outside counsel if the attorney general, in this case probably Jerry Brown, declines?
Well, I think this is the type of thing that Jerry Brown might take up, but I think the government, like you say, can have outside counsel, or the governor can, at least use the bully pulpit to say, listen, we got a law against warrantless wiretapping in California.
At best, you are a long shot for governor.
Right.
Would that be an unfair way to characterize your potential?
Well, I don't know. Given the depth of the commitment that Democrats have to these other candidates, because they're not speaking like Democrats. I didn't run solely about the war or about wiretapping. They're not talking about the big issues that are facing California.
Like what, for instance?
Well, we still have Prop 13 out there, and corporations, it's a growing cancer that they're paying less and less because the Standard Oil Refinery or the Hearst Ranch, which is 128 square miles, they're being taxed as if it were still 1975. Under Prop 13, and we know those properties are worth 100 times as much now. And so,
what would you do to change that?
Well, there'd have to be an initiative. But when Schwarzenegger got in, he called out Warren Buffett from New York, from Omaha. Warren Buffett came out and he said, I can see what your problem is. Your problem, looking at the balance sheet here, is Prop 13. There's no reason why I'm paying 10 times as much in taxes on my home in Omaha.
And what happened to Warren Buffett?
He got sent home. And instead, Schwarzenegger pushed a proposition that put the debt of our state on our children. Not just, infrastructure debt, but current operating expenses. It was the first time California ever engaged in deficit financing. Now, I agree that something needed to be done at that point in terms of a bond, but we needed to find the sources of revenue to pay that bond. And if corporations are paying less and less taxes, it's a growing cancer. And then there's also the issue of prisons. These candidates aren't talking at all about prisons. We're at 170,000 prisoners now. 20 years ago, we had 22,000 prisoners. There's eight times as many prisoners. That costs an extra $6 billion per year. That's the structural budget deficit.
You know, Michael, some people say that when I served as speaker and the way in which I organize the committees, I held the prison population down.
Right.
And when I left, progress was finally made on increasing the number of people in prison, thereby helping to reduce the potential for crime.
Well, I think, actually that's true about what you did.
What's
during
true?
That you, during your tenure, you held off the right wing. I mean, I remember Willie Brown, in the 70s, you would carry the legislation to make marijuana legal every year, and I supported that. And now we have, there was 22,000 prisoners. Now we have 33,000 drug prisoners in the California prison.
About 80% of whom probably shouldn't be there.
Right. They should be under some sort of medical treatment.
No question. And they have been charged not as heavy-duty carriers or heavy-duty dealers or anything like that, but just unfortunate individuals who have a problem in some cases and who got caught with the stuff in their possession.
Possession. Just pure possession.
Right. And they're not rich enough or white enough to have avoided the police because they're outside on the corner. But, I mean, they're, you know, it's a tragedy.
We're speaking with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Michael Strimling. He's on your ballot. He's an alternative for the people who have kind of gotten a little disgusted with Wesley and Angelita's and might have been turned off by their advertising. He's with us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 AM The Quake.
And what's the undecided count now?
It's about
40%.
Yeah, it's up there, but they say even the support for the two main guys is weak. So if there's progressive Democrats out there, if there's actually a Democrat out there who wants there to be more content in this campaign, then they have a chance to look at my ballot statement. They only gave me a couple hundred words to say something. So
have you run any ads?
Well, you know, it's been hard to gather the funds to do that.
These two guys have sucked all the oxygen out of the room, huh?
Well, they sucked all the funds. And, the only reason I ran is because it comes to December, January. I'm looking at their positions. They refuse to even look at any kind of moratorium on the death penalty. They don't talk about prisons. They don't talk about universal health care in any kind of aggressive way. I say I have to run, even though these fellows have already lined up a lot of the money and the endorsements. I feel I need somebody to vote for. I know it's an expensive way to go about that, but then I figured there's some other people out there, especially in the Bay Area, who are looking for some content.
Have you been able to participate in any of the debate opportunities that have been extended? Were you blocked out of that?
Well, I was on KQED last Thursday. There was a debate among more or less, I guess.
Piece of advice, don't list any other call letters.
You're on KQED.
You're on Wake, 9:60 okay. a.m. Who wants to listen to Mike Krasny? Nobody.
Yeah. Well, I've gone to some various forums and so forth, and I say that the major candidates never do show up. But, there are some of us who actually, we have a lively debate.
How many other candidates are there?
Well, there's actually, I guess there's eight of us on the Democratic side. I've actually met four of them. I've never met Mr. Angelides or Mr. Wesley at any of these forums.
Really?
Yeah. What county are you from?
I'm from the East Bay. I live in Piedmont.
Alameda County. Yeah.
Alameda County.
All right, who's going to win that assembly seat over there? We had one of the candidates here just recently. We had Sandre Swanson here. We had Rennie Kaplan here. And we've had John Russo here. Right. I think that's the only three that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win it? You, in your opinion?
Well, Swanson's got all the endorsements from some of the local organization.
He looks like the Angelita's guy when it comes to endorsements.
When it comes to endorsements, he lined up the endorsements. But what does that mean in California? I'm not really sure. I think that Russo's got a good chance.
You know, the interesting thing about your comment about endorsements, apparently you have the same attitude I have about them because I don't think they translate into any votes. Jane Harmon had Dianne Feinstein big time in her race for governor of the state of California, and she ran fourth.
Right. I'm not sure what the endorsement weight is. It would be nice to have some people who were dedicated.
Probably means money.
Yeah, there's probably some money from the unions, but I think that Mr. Angelides is counting on there being ground troops. But I think ground troops get excited and come out and knock on doors when it's a big issue, when somebody's talking about workers' rights.
They did for Matt Gonzalez here in San Francisco against Gavin Newsom.
Right, and last year against the initiatives.
And they did for me. When I ran, even though Armiano was my right-hand opponent, the grassroots, the doorbell ringing was incredible. I was impressed with them. I would have voted for me just based on that performance.
Well, right. I've been a doorbell ringer. I went and, in the initiatives last year, I went out and rang doorbells myself. I do that kind of thing, but I didn't feel fired up for Phil or for Steve Wesley. I didn't feel that they were talking about the issues. It's not just the big structural issues, but what about the workers' rights? And Walmart can just fire somebody for wanting to have a union. We could have a law about that in California.
We've had that challenge throughout the nation and throughout the history of the labor movement.
Right.
Haven't we? We've always had employers who terminate people if somebody wants to organize in their shop.
Right, but that doesn't happen in Europe. It's like in most of Europe, workers are entitled to 5 weeks of paid vacation. In California, you're entitled to zero.
The only one who gets that here is our president.
Well, I think he gets about 30 weeks. Isn't that about right?
Well, I'm firmly of the opinion that he should have 52 weeks.
I'll go on there.
And Mike Strimling, candidate for governor, you are on the ballot. If people can't decide, then they can pull your name as well as a bunch of other candidates.
Or if they decide on yours.
And this actually closes and puts a nice finish on all the candidates we've had. We've had Colleen Ferdinand on the phone with us many times, and she's running against Dianne Feinstein, much in the same way you are, where you're running, but you're not on the radar.
Well, we'll see, because the radar here is people who don't have much excitement. At least the polls that I've seen show that some people are pulling the lever for other already, some other candidate.
I've been trying to get people to write my name in, but my colleagues here don't seem to be very supportive of at least counting my name.
I'd vote for
you.
They don't
mind having it written in, but they are concerned about whether or not it should be counted.
Well, I'd vote for you. I'd vote for somebody that we knew more consistently what they stand for. Like, I would even, if Warren Beatty had run, I might have voted. Okay. I might have not run. Yeah.
But you're on the ballot. Your name is physically on the ballot.
Yes, it's
not
on the ballot. Right.
Right. In every county and every jurisdiction where there are elections, you'll see this man's name as one of the Democrats. They rotate the names, by the way, I think, in each one of the districts, each one of the counties. So at some point, his name's going to be on the top, it'll be in the middle, it'll be on the bottom, it'll be up sideways.
I'm the only one who's a lawyer, for instance, who's running for governor on the Democratic side. I'm the only one who's probably had to read a piece of legislation and scratch my head as to what the heck it meant.
A progressive running for governor, and you can get more information on Mike Strimling at MikeStrimling.com.
I like the idea that you are the Democratic wing of
the Democratic Party.
I like that. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to say that I'm the Democratic.
Wait. He already took it from Howard Dean.
Then that means it's in public domain.
That's right.
It's suddenly available for all of us.
Flattery.
Thank you, Mike Strimling.
Thank you.
Great. Good luck tomorrow.
Okay.
Where are you going to be afterwards? Where's your post party?
Well, I think it's going to be in front of my house.
All right. Water around Piedmont. You'll be able to find it.
You can join in the conversation at 866-960-5753. Your opinions on tomorrow's election, the primary, 819, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Baskin-Robbins
It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Up for America from the left side of the country. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. 8:23 on this Monday morning before the big primary tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting not only live from the state capitol on Wednesday after the election from 7 to 10 on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, but we'll be joining our cohorts on the other side of the political dial at KNEW and KSTE in Sacramento. They're two stations for Armstrong
don't
and Getty.
Don't mention the letters.
Will and Willie and Armstrong and Getty, and we'll be here on the
Hardy
Quake.
Voice.
Yes, here on the Quake, KQKE.
Did you see
8 to 10?
Did you notice
night.
The volume of material that has been distributed in the last 3 or 4 days for this campaign? Had about an inch of material from all the various sources, from the Prop 82 people, from Wesley, from Angelita's, from the various independent expenditure committees, plus an incredible number of robot calls. Those things, you know, people. My little 5-year-old.
I hang up.
Listen to this. My little 5-year-old answers the telephone. Hello? No. You don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to mommy. Oh, so her mother turns to her and says, Sydney, who is it? She says, it's Al Gore, but he won't stop talking.
Isn't that just like Al Gore?
It was a robocall. The kid doesn't know it's a robocall. She keeps saying, just a minute. She's been talking about, so who is it, Cindy? She says, it's Al Gore, but he won't stop talking.
Hi, this is Al Gore. That's funny.
And then poor kid must have been traumatized.
She kept screaming back at him, just a minute, you want to talk to my mommy? You want to talk to mommy?
I got an email from one of our listeners that had the same problem I had last week, only they still haven't gotten their election packet.
Oh, really?
They haven't gotten their voter pamphlet.
And well, you know, I checked on your
I made an inquiry with the election department.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't have a Paul Wells. You hadn't registered to vote, Paul. That's why you didn't get in.
I thought he was going to go to Pauline again.
Under that name, you know. Yeah, but I'm going out to City Hall today to cast my ballot.
I'm voting today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go out to City Hall and make sure that I vote.
Because I'm heading right after the show tomorrow. We're going to go to Sacramento.
Oh,
so I'm going straight up to Sac.
You want to spend the day in Sacramento? I'm impressed.
I love Sac.
I
could live in Sac if it weren't for a small thing called August, which now stretches from April to September.
Well, with your wealth, you could manage to...
My wealth?
Yeah, you could manage to stay in Sac.
Whoa, exactly.
Please, back up for a second. You have a house in San Francisco. Anybody that has a home in San Francisco that they own... and are paying for are wealthy.
I live in the Sunset District. Our rates didn't shoot up like everybody else's did.
I stand corrected.
Besides, I can't afford the new taxes.
You don't have to pay the new taxes?
No. If I sell this house,
yeah,
and then I buy a house for its equivalent, then I'm paying on that tax base instead of the what it was then from 1989 when I bought it.
Vote for the last candidate. He's talking about reforming the tax system.
No, he's talking
13.
About taking the corporations out of Prop 13, not for residential homes.
No, but when that happens, Will, you know what that does? The tax rate automatically will be less because they will be paying more of
the
taxes.
The corporations.
You won't need, that's right. You won't need it, so you'll get a whole different spin.
What kind of barrage of ads do you think you would see then?
Well,
every corporation in the world. I mean, right now, most of these propositions, when they have corporations against them, it's targeted and it's a certain segment of, like, it's anti-tobacco, so suddenly the tobacco people join in, or it's anti-developers, so all the developers and contractors join in. But if this was anti-corporation, can you imagine the money that would come to defeat this proposal?
I have a client who bought a real estate development that already existed, a residential real estate development.
Where?
And he did not buy it through any company deal. He bought it through a private transaction. His property taxes went up instantly by $5 million.
Oh, because the corporation changed hands.
And he fired the lawyer. The lawyer didn't realize when he was given advice on the transaction, what have you. $5 million. $5 million. He didn't factor that in. And now he's having, obviously...
problems.
Not yet, because there's one thing under the rent control law you can certainly pass on without debate, and that's the taxes. That's standard. You can do that without any debate whatsoever because it's clear. There's no fudging the deal or anything of that nature. But you're right. There has to be some relief afforded on the residential real estate side for determining value. It cannot be just bumping your taxes by the price of the structure.
I think there's a lot of people in that situation. I think, you know, this movie that they have with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, neither one wants to leave the condo because they love the condo. But what's happening in San Francisco is neither one wants to leave the relationship because neither one can afford to re-enter the housing market.
Well, see,
so there's a lot
here.
Not here. A lot of people would have to go elsewhere.
Then they should have chatted with me before they got, you know, hooked up, because I could have put them into a company operation where when they decided to, you know, cease being cohabitors.
Right.
The company is still on the real estate. And you could buy the real estate on the company side, and there would not be... You buy the stockholder interests of the two parties, and there's no transfer.
So let's say Debbie and I were Dursco.
If you were Dursco, and Dursco owned the real estate.
Right.
And there were two shares in Dursco, and I bought the two shares of Dursco. Dursco still exists. And whatever assets, including the two cars, and three cars, the one that's back in Alabama, the Firebird.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas. The Firebird. Those are all assets of the company. The tennis shoes, Debbie's multiple color tennis shoes.
Yes.
Those are all assets of Dursco.
Well, what if we limited the assets of Dursco to just the house? Could we do that?
Oh, sure. You can limit the assets in any fashion you
deem appropriate. So we could assign... So why aren't more people doing that?
They don't have me as their lawyer.
Hmm.
They didn't until this ad.
I learn something new every day working with Willie Brown. This is very true. Ted in San Jose is going to do it.
I don't recommend your escaping the responsibility to pay taxes.
No.
That's not what you're saying.
Well, my dad
but if you
to
wanted
say.
To.
Well, I'm a professional.
To avoid is legal. To evade is illegal. But to avoid taxes is legal.
Uh-huh.
That was a piece
that's
of advice.
That's actually very nice.
That. Yes, isn't it? And we're going to have Shelley Bradford Bell from the Bayview Opera House in the next segment as well. She has a kids program that we're going to learn about. Needs a little bit of help in these times as funds dip for nonprofits. 8:31 and John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic.
Just a minute. You want to talk to my mommy. Who is it? Al Gore.
But he
won't stop talking.
Can you imagine that? Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Fine. All right, guys. Thanks. 8:31. Traffic time first, brought to you by Metro Mint Water. Real slow in the Bay Bridge this morning. New lane configurations. Got everybody conflagrated and confused. About a half hour. Maze to metering lights. Half hour on the upper deck into the city, we still estimate. Sig alert in Pleasanton right now. 680 northbound at Sunol. Two overturned cars at the left lane block. Metro Mint. Pure, simple mint water made with real mint. Take a sip and feel a sense of calm. Flow down through your body. Look for the bottle with the 70 blue dots of all Molly Stones and beverages and more. Real-time traffic information available on our website, 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. Here's what's happening. It's 8:32. There could be a landmark decision at the Supreme Court today. They're agreeing to hear appeals on the extent to which public schools can use race in deciding school assignments. It'll be the first time the High Court has ruled on diversity plans used by UC and many other school systems. President Bush expected to say more today about the proposed constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. The Senate is starting 3 days of what's thought by everyone to be non-productive debate on the idea. The Alameda County Registrar of Voters is in desperate need of poll workers to staff their 830 polling places tomorrow. Some 150 of the 4,000 recruits backed out on their plans to help out. They'll pay you up to $170 for a day's work. Contact the Alameda County Registrar of Voters, and thanks from them for helping out. Vince Welnick, the Grateful Dead's last keyboard player and a veteran of other bands, including the Tubes, San Francisco legendary rock and roll band, has died. The Grateful Dead's longtime publicist confirmed that over the weekend. Welnick lived up in Forestville. He was the last in a long line of, no pun intended, dead keyboardists, several of whom died prematurely, leading some of the group's fans to conclude that that position came with a curse. Quake weather, fog on the coast today. Nice around the peninsula and inland, fairly warm, highs in the mid-80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The
DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
960 The Quake covers the California primary election Tuesday night from 8 till 10. Keeping it real with Will and Willie live from Sacramento and a roundtable with the right, Armstrong and Getty from our sister, Talk 910 KNEW. Then our special progressive coverage continues until midnight. Wednesday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie inside the state capitol with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the only California radio station to have exclusive access. Online at quakeradio.com and on the air, we've got the election covered. 960 The Quake.
8:37 on this Monday, June 5th, and we are keeping it real with Will and Willie at the Hotel Vitale today, the corner of Mission and Barcadero. And we'll have a guest joining us from the Bayview Opera House. And Shelley Bradford Bell has a program, Global Arts and Culture, we'll be talking about. Right now, Ted in San Jose joining the conversation at 866-960-5753. Good morning. You're on with Will and Willie.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just would like to jump in and make a brief statement on the Prop 13 issue. I'm from Alaska, and when I came down here, I was just totally stunned when I heard about Prop 13. I didn't understand why it was still in place, and I saw the effect that it had on education. There are two things that we can do. We could place the corporations on basic aid. They would have to do basic aid, and I believe that has something to do with development. But that we also would need to remove Prop 13 protection from residential properties. The problem is that if we don't, then we are going to continue to have to vote for bond elections. And when we don't pass those bond elections or partial taxes, we will continue to see schools fail. We'll continue to see classrooms not being supplied with the necessary supplies. All of us, every single person in Alaska needs to take responsibility for the education in our state. I don't understand why we're so resistant to remove Prop 13 from residential property.
You now live here in the Bay Area?
Yes, I do.
And how long has it been since you departed Alaska?
I've been here since 1997.
I see. So you've got about 6 or 7 years, or 8 or 9 years of the experience of paying taxes on real property that's assessed at the purchase price rather than at any kind of an evaluation that includes the purchase price.
Yes.
All right. See, that's the trouble with Prop 13. It limits the foundation for any assessment to simply the purchase price. You don't get to factor in a whole series of other kinds of things. But in Alaska, I take it you did get a chance to do that.
In Alaska, Alaska had a unique environment. There was no property taxes, almost did not exist because there was so much oil money.
Oh, I see. So you had an alternative source. You were kind of like the Saudis.
The Alaskans are our version of the Saudis. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. And, you know, stay tuned. I hope you preset and speed dial and will constantly focus your attention so that we can. But don't forget to go vote tomorrow. The primary is tomorrow, and I assume you're registered to vote. You've been here 7 years. Cast a ballot. There are obviously some people on who are talking about addressing what is considered to be the third rail of politics, Prop 13. Most people touch it, and they cease to exist based upon that.
And on 960 The Quake, we welcome our guest in this segment from the Bayview Opera House, the director of the program, Shelley Branford Bell. Welcome to The Quake.
Thank you. Thank you.
And on 960 AM, we're very interested in what your program is and what you're doing for the kids right now that you wanted to alert everybody to.
Yeah, we have a great program. Back in 2001, after the World Trade Center fiasco, we started a program for kids to teach them about the rest of the world. And what we do is we take them around the world. The first trip was to Senegal and to Paris, and this second trip is to Senegal and to Paris. We took 10 kids.
Can I come?
Yeah. Write a check for $150,000, and you can have a front row seat. We filmed this trip, too. The kids are between the ages of 9 and 11. We dedicated ourselves to them for the next 10 years so that by the time they're 19 to 21 years old, they will have traveled all around the world, and they will do an art project at the Bayview Opera House that they take on exhibit. So when they're in Senegal, they do an art exhibition. They did one last time. When they're in Paris, they did an art exhibit in the Ariane Lutes in the old Roman arena. They'll do another one when they go back. We grow the group every year as well. So the first trip was 10 kids. This trip we have 15. And we also take teachers from Bayview because they deserve a good vacation. So we take 10 teachers from the Bayview Hunters Point community as well. And we pay for everything from their shots to their passports to their airfare to their hotel. So the fundraising efforts are tremendous. And they are a big challenge, particularly now when a lot of people have given money to Katrina. The monies that we were hoping to get have been reduced in the amounts we received. So we're always looking for donation fatigue, and tomorrow's an election.
Yeah.
So between I gave money politically and I gave money for Katrina, it's getting harder to raise money for programs like this.
On the first trip that you took, Maurice Canbar, a man who owned and operated and ultimately sold Sky Vodka, gave $50,000.
Yes, for he did.
$50,000, unannounced, literally almost unsolicited, for the purpose of this particular trip. And my guess is the trip probably could not have happened without Maurice's incredible generosity.
And that also of you, Mr. Brown, because you supported us through that whole trip. And I really appreciate your continued support with that, too.
For the benefit of the record, my daughter filmed the first trip, and she's made a movie of it. I don't think it's called An Inconvenient Truth. But in my opinion, it's equally as significant.
Is the film finished?
Even more so. No,
still, she's still editing. I mean, these filmmakers are weird. They edit forever.
Well, it's supposed to be. The whole purpose of the film that Susan's doing with us is we're following the kids for the whole 10 years. So we have a 13-minute of it and interviewing the kids. Now five of the kids who went before are going back with us. At the end of 10 years, so she'll be editing for the next 12, we're going to have a film that followed these kids from the time they were 9 and to 11 to the time they're 19 to 21.
So we'll get to see the kids grow.
We'll get to see the kids grow. I mean, we already have one, Stacy, who was like one of two kids that were selected to move from public school in Bayview to a private school because just the benefit of his experience from that trip changed him so that he was able to promote himself, to do the oral presentations, to get into a private school. And just to see how these kids have changed is amazing.
If somebody wanted to help, where would they send money?
They want to help, they can send it to the Bayview Opera House at 4705 3rd Street. They can also call me in San Francisco, 94124. They can also call me at 643-5312.
That's 415.
415-643-5312. That'll
reach
me.
Is that your home phone?
No, but I'm willing to give that out if it raises money for kids in Bayview. These kids are being killed every day. They're facing some really serious challenges. 2 weeks ago, the shooting was across the street from the Bayview Opera House. So, you know, we have to find a way to change kids' alternatives, and that's what we're trying to do.
And the donations are all tax deductible, are they?
All tax deductible. We will happily send our tax ID letter. You can also go to our website at www.bayviewoperahouse.org, and you can donate online. So there's lots of ways to
help.
How
do you select the kids?
The kids are selected by the teachers at the various schools. We have three teachers from Carver and Malcolm X who are like our head of our team, and they help pick the chaperones, but they also help pick the kids. And the kids have to dedicate themselves to 2 days a week, a French class and art class, in addition to their regular school. And none of these kids have missed a class.
That's an impressive program. You go 2 days a week and you learn to speak French so that you can communicate.
When you go to Paris, yeah.
No, not only that, Senegal.
Senegal.
Yeah, when you go to these, you go to these African nations and you find the guys sounding like they're, you know, right out of cabaret. I mean, it's impressive.
It's very impressive. The kids saw, you know, folks that look like them around the president's palace and the president and artists and, you know, the folks that they got to meet in Senegal. I think Paris was a beautiful experience for them. But Senegal was what was life-changing to them. That was the place that they seemed to really thrive.
Give us two lines on the Bayview Opera House, the history of it, please.
Bayview Opera House was created in 1888 by the Masons and donated to the city in the 60s. And since that time, the San Francisco Art Commission has created an art program there, which we run. So we do after-school arts programs in addition to this global arts trip for
kids.
And
one time, the Bayview Opera House was the opera house for San Francisco, was it not?
It was never an opera house.
It was?
No.
It was
in the 1880s, they called beer halls opera houses, and it was really just a dance hall that was connected to the Masonic Temple. There was never an opera.
Those clever Masons.
Yeah,
honey, I'm going to the opera house.
Yeah. You know, the opera house.
It's like naming a bar the office. You know? Go to the office.
I love it. I didn't know that.
It was. The first opera there was in 1978, I think it was, when Western Opera Company did an opera there. But it did have a lot of great vaudevillian acts come through. And the rumor is that the night before the 06 earthquake, coming into San Francisco,
Caruso
had stopped and did a little practice there and then went on to the Sheraton. So we'd love to keep up the myth.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, his last two stops before the earthquake were the Bayview Opera House and the Palace Hotel.
There you go.
Who's going to question that one?
Wait a minute, I was there.
Shelley Bradford Bell, thank you so much.
Thank you all. Thank you so much.
For coming by and joining us here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And good luck on the Global Arts in Culture and the program of taking kids to Senegal and Paris. When are you going?
Well, we're scheduled to go in 2 weeks, but if the donations don't float in like we want,
we're going
to
move it. One last time, the number.
415-643-5312.
All right. It's What Would Willie Do in our next segment, WWWD. Keep
he
it
would
real.
Donate to the Bayview Opera House.
Uh-huh. We got that on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
that's why everybody needs a helping hand to get the nutrients our bodies need. 200 million of us take supplements. Forget it. Here's where Nature Bee comes in.
And Nature Bee's been called a health food store in the palm of your hand. What's the deal there, man? Why is it nature's perfect food?
Everything you can get on those rows and rows and shelves of health food store stuff is right at Nature Bee. 100% natural organic vegetable food in a capsule, 27 vitamins and aminos, 28 powerful antioxidants. I'll tell you, it's not new. It's been around forever, but Nature Bee has unlocked its power, and that's going to boost your energy, help your body rid itself of toxins, aid your digestion, improve your sleep, and that gives you energy during the day, that and much more.
Holy moly. Well, now we know Nature Bee is natural, all organic, fresh, comes to us from clean, green New Zealand. Hey, Mike, what's today's special deal?
For the Bay Area, and just because you listen to Will, here's the deal. No matter how tight your budget is, no excuses. 6 months' supply of Nature Bee is $99 with a small postage fee. Do the math. It's about 57 cents a day to feel like $1 million. We're going to give you the Sizzling Summer Pack. That's a generous, big supply of our high-protection sunscreen. That's worth $30. It's free. You get a money-back guarantee with Nature Bee. What are you waiting for? Call toll-free, 866-834-8355. Do it today, 1-866-834-8355.
Once you try it, you won't want to be without Nature Bee. Come on, get healthy. Call 1-866-834-8355 now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
They call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake. We ask a question of the mayor right out of the news. Over the weekend, President Bush comes out in support of the Marriage Protection Amendment. A half-page ad in USA Today targets Senators McClain and Clinton, ignoring America on Gay Marriage, because they say that while they support marriage, traditional marriage, they oppose the MPA. If you were a senator, what would Willie do?
Well, coming from San Francisco, as a matter of fact, come from any place where people are somewhat logical, knowledgeable, and have all human qualities, you would support the right of people to marry whomever they please. As a matter of fact, the state of California until the middle 70s had a law that simply said marriage is between two people. That law was changed in the middle 70s or late 70s,
I think it was carried by a man named Bruce Nastandi out of Orange County, to change it to a man and woman, and it had absolutely nothing to do with any experience that anybody had had. It was simply a political arrangement. What Mr. Bush and his people are attempting to do with reference to the measure that's before the U.S. Senate is get that political arrangement going again, because that political arrangement was probably made as a result of some politics affecting Bruce Nastandi's re-election on unrelated issues. My guess is that the Republicans are now, under Bush's leadership, attempting to do the same thing. They need the opportunity to distinguish themselves for their core constituency in this re-election season. Their numbers are so absolutely outrageous, Mr. Bush's numbers are so bad, that they're trying to reinvent the wheel and generate the fear that's associated with so-called relationships between two people of the same sex where they may get married. The cartoon this morning in the Chronicle, where the ship is on its way down, and Mr. Bush refers to the fact that any minute now, so to speak, the ship is going to right itself, because he is speaking out against same-sex marriages. I think the Republicans are making a tragic mistake. That ship is going to continue to go down, because most Americans really are of the attitude that you should be able to marry whomever you please, if you marry at all. The comedians, like Mr. Durst and others, have said, if you want to ensure people change their attitudes about marriage, bar divorce. If you get married, you can't get divorced. And I think the world would find people becoming a lot more tolerant of differences as it relates to marriage than is presently being expressed by the Bushites. And then finally, that ad is not from Mr. Bush. That ad is from a collection of misguided folk.
Focus on the family action.
Family values is what they really are focused on. And they are the people in Ohio who now no longer support Mr. Bush. They are the people in the red states who no longer support Mr. Bush. So as a U.S. senator, I would be aggressively pursuing how to demonstrate a really inadequate and not worthy of continued leadership anyone would be who would be using the concept as a means by which to pull themselves up for political purposes on banning same-sex marriages.
And that's what Willie do for today. And you can look back at what Willie did on this 25th anniversary of the first documented case of AIDS in 1983. A little bit later. He got $2.9 million from Governor Duke Majan to start doing some research.
He crowbarred $3 million out of Duke Majan. It's the first money ever by any government for research on what turned out to be AIDS.
Yeah, nobody knew what it was.
Deadly
flu.
Experience and disease that's not yet under control.
Millions have died since, and we're still dealing with it 25 years later.
More have died from AIDS than from the Black Plague.
And we're changing the name.
Big Ed Schultz joins us.
It's not
going to
be Black Plague anymore.
And we'll take a look at the news, weather, and traffic between now and Big Ed Schultz on 960 The Quake, here keeping it real with Will and Willie.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today.